Senators demand White House fly pro-life flag to honor Respect Life Month. By Elaine Mallon on September 23, 2023. Republican lawmakers are demanding the Biden administration fly the pro-life flag on the White House lawn during October's Respect Life Month. A letter signed by Senator Pete Ricketts, R-NE, Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, RMS, and Senator Kevin Cramer, RND, challenges President Joe Biden to honor both unborn children and their mothers by flying the pro-life flag in recognition of the Catholic Church's Respect Life Month, Fox News reported. The senators write, "Earlier this year, your administration displayed the Pride flag at the White House for Pride Month. We are asking you to also honor Respect Life Month and fly the pro-life flag to send a powerful statement that our country celebrates Americans of all beliefs and is committed to protecting innocent and vulnerable life." The pro-life flag features one pink and one blue child's footprint, seemingly protected by two pink hands. The background is mostly white with one blue and one pink stripe. "We know that the commitment to protecting and loving both unborn children and mothers is shared by Americans in every state and territory across our great nation," the letter continues. "Flying the pro-life flag during Respect Life Month would show the federal government stands alongside its citizens in upholding the unalienable truth that all people, including the unborn, have a right to life. The purpose of Respect Life Month is to build a culture that protects life from conception to natural death," according to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Related, pro-lifers pop 1,350 balloons in protest, one for every abortion in the U.S. every day. "We believe that creating, promoting, and proudly flying a unified, freely reproducible, international pro-life flag will wildly help the movement and its already unified aim, ending abortion," said spokesman James Chapman. This comes months after the Biden administration garnered criticism for its Pride flag display in June, as it violated a section of the U.S. flag code that mandates the American flag be at the center and at the highest point of the group when a number of flags of states or localities or pennants of societies are grouped and displayed from staffs, Breitbart News reported. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to express his disdain at the time, saying, "To advance revolutionary transgender agenda targeting children, Biden violates basic tenet of U.S. flag code and disrespects every American service member buried under its colors." Related, Karina Jean-Pierre dodges questions about alleged flag code violation.